Well, Massachusetts is ready to remove the words mother and father from birth certificates, and instead the form will call the mother the person who gave birth and the father the other parent. So if you have fathered a child, no, you haven't. You have othered a child, I suppose. If you're a woman, you're not the mother. You're just the person. You're the vessel, the vehicle who the baby came out of. This is from a bill that just passed the Senate called the Act to Ensure Legal Parentage Equality. It passed the House in June, so it will become law if Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey does sign it. Now, the bill removes all male words in its entirety. That includes father, paternal, paternity, him, his, and man. It also removes the term mother and replaces it with person who gives birth. And then it has all ways to designate people's attachment or rights to a child. It basically makes a child a commodity, like a timeshare. It's almost like a title search for a child. It's pretty wild. We're going to go through these terms so that you learn what they want to introduce to us as a relationship to a newborn child. I don't know how anyone can ever keep this straight, but we're going to look at least to see what they mean for us to mean. So here is the bill. You can read it for yourself. House Bill 4750. And here are all the edits specifically about the father for the male pronouns and all of that stuff. No paternity. Instead, they replace it with parentage. No child born out of wedlock. Instead, they call it a non-marital child. The words man and woman are completely taken out in place of persons, and then his is there. Now, I think it's interesting to take a look at the number five there that says child born out of wedlock, because the state has to keep track of this data in order to tell us how certain children fare, whether or not they're born into wedlock or not. They keep this, well, we are told to track this in order to see, do two-parent children do better in certain grades, in certain ways that they thrive? Like, we want the state to know this in order to bring about, you know, social change in a desirable way. But so it seems that they're still going to track it. They just don't use the word wedlock anymore because I guess that hurts feelings, and they call it a non-marital child. Now, here are some of the terms. Let's see if we can collectively figure this out. An acknowledged parent will be on the birth certificate. That's someone who has an established parent-child relationship through voluntary acknowledgement of parentage. So you don't have to be biologically related to the child, but you can somehow acknowledge all parties involved. Notice the baby has no say in this, even though we are talking about rights to a person. It almost makes the baby like a slave. Adjudicated parent is someone who the court has said has a relationship to the child. So the court says, okay, that person's a parent. An alleged genetic parent is someone who alleges to be genetically related to the parent but hasn't been adjudicated. You're like an interested party. Again, if you've ever read a title search of like who has ever had ownership of this house or boat or whatever, doesn't this very much read like a title search to a baby? Assisted reproduction is someone who has been involved in the method of causing pregnancy other than sexual intercourse, so artificial insemination or all of these other surgical or medical procedures, in vitro or what have you. That is how that is defined. Next up is a donor, is someone who provides either the gamete or the embryo. The genetic surrogacy agreement is the agreement involving the surrogates, and the genetic surrogate is the person who is not an intended parent but provided the body parts to allow parentage. Next up is, these are all things that will be an option on a child's birth certificate, you guys. Gestational surrogacy agreement. I assume that you just staple that or attach it because you're going to need it. It's, again, for the title search of the baby. Gestational surrogate is a person, again, who's not an intended parent but agrees to become pregnant through these reproductive manners. Intended parent is a person, whether married or unmarried, who manifests an intent to be bound to the child. So let's say you're a same-sex couple and one of you becomes pregnant, then that's the other interested party who has no reproductive input into the child, I would say, but wants to be named as a parent. Non-marital child is a person, again, born to people who are not married. And then parent, of course, is defined in all of these different ways now, not related to biology or the reproductive. And then parentage or parent-child relationship is the next one. A legal relationship between a parent and a child or a person defined as a parent. And then presumed parent is a person who under this section is presumed to be a parent of the child. And then we have surrogacy agreement and surrogate. So again, I have to assume that each birth certificate will have to be amended by these various agreements, legal documents, which give somebody the interested right to the child, accompanied by all of these different rights to, I don't know, sign them in and out of school, make decisions, have custody, and all of that.
We choose like custom backgrounds and designs for these as well? You know, like
a license
if I
plate?
If I want Vader or something on mine, can I do all that too? I mean, while we're into the, you know, making it all custom.
I don't know. But again, you know, like I said, this makes the child a product of legally binding agreements, much like a title search. But a title search is for a house or a boat or a car. Those inanimate objects have no say. This is a person that we're letting all of these interested parties now have a say in the parentage, and it's not up to the baby. Now, there's all kinds of research that shows that a baby attaches to the pheromones of the mother that births it, but the baby has no right to that birthing unit, that cow that has it, right? The baby has no rights here. It's basically a set of adults making a decision for a child as an asset. I can't help but read this like, this makes the baby a commodity.
Well,
right?
it also reminds me of 1984, right? This is a very Orwellian Big Brother way, because he writes about the removal of the husband, the parent, the male, the female figure, right?
It is a dismantling of a family. Now, there are certain circumstances, obviously, I can see where, you know, this might be useful to, say, a lesbian couple or something like that. But we are playing to a minority here and removing the rights of the majority. So, you know, if you father a child, it is no longer your right to be called a father on this legal document. When a woman gives birth, which is our defining biological function, we no longer have the right to be called a birthing mother or even a woman. When men cannot have babies, full stop.
I read a piece in the Federalist had a great point about this, which is it's worse than just the name dropping, right? It's really about the commodification of the child.
And yes.
It's kind of what you're talking about here. And it's, in many ways, it's going back to the 1800s, like the buying and selling of humans.
Yes.
The buying and selling of people as commodities, like slaves in a way, right? Well, take the slave piece out of it, but it's... Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, finish.
Like,
go ahead.
It reminds me of Fahrenheit 451, where like in an attempt to offend nobody and like remove anything offensive, they've just turned it into absolute garbage. Like I think that's what they're trying to do. Like we got to make sure this is all inclusive. We can't offend a single person. So let's just make it garbage.
Yeah,
don't use real words anymore.
Yeah, and there are ways that a lesbian couple can share custody of a child that is outside of the birth certificate. So we're mucking up this legal document of a baby, you know, for these rights that can otherwise be established. And making sort of this gobbledygook of a document where, you know, I think most people look at their birth certificate and think like, oh, you know, look, there's my, I do. Like, look at my mom's signature when she was 22. That's pretty cool. That kind of thing, you know. And so now it's just, again, this long title search of who has interest in this baby. And you think about if somebody, say, gets pregnant and a father wants his rights to this baby and they have to then sort of bid for it or sue for it for their name. It's, you're right. It makes sense to nobody. And who is advocating for this? Well, an Axios article from last year talked about how the LGBTQ plus communities were, in fact, advocating for this. And so they're the ones who are pushing this agenda. So it's the minority rights trumping the majority rights. For what purpose? So, you know, the state of Massachusetts thinks that this is an awesome thing to do. The governor, but there's no reason to think she won't sign it into law unless there is some kind of backlash now that it has seemed to receive a lot of press. So we'll see if it happens. But let us know what you think of this and you know, how this commodifies birth and breaks down the idea of a family and takes away the rights of a woman to be called a mother. Let us know what you think. To me, it's a little bonkers.
It frustrates me because it's like when they do these things, they have to cater to the weakest among us because these people can't take anything that doesn't go with their worldview. So it's like everything is just getting dumbed down to like the weakest among us. And it's,
well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say like lesbians are the weakest, you know, it would give them some rights. But like I said, they could all otherwise establish those rights. But why make a birth certificate a commodification of a child and break down what should be our strongest unit, which is the family? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Buddy. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we're not calling like gay people weak. That's not.
I'm just saying it's not the lesbians and gay people that are asking for this, and they're not doing it for them. They're doing it for the people that can't handle, you know, not having all these options on there for whatever it is they want to, like babies or whatever. That's what I meant by that.
Okay, understood. Yeah. All right. Well, let us know what you think about this, because if you are about to give birth in Massachusetts, this will be the laundry list of things you'll have to check is who is the donor, do you have a surrogacy agreement? Is there an adjudicated parent and whatnot? And, you know, the adjudicated parent right now by default is usually the married couple. When you're married, you have a baby, you have equal rights to the baby. So will they then remove they've removed the father, but then.
Oh, they don't want you to be married either.
But you have to think, so let's say you and I lived in Massachusetts, we had a new baby, these are the laws, and you would think, well, I have rights to this baby, but how long before they say that your marriage does not give you rights to this baby? You have to fight for the rights to every baby. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then anybody can bid on the rights to a child, and I can say, well, he's my husband, and they'll say, well, he needs to go through a court process or a legal document to prove he has rights to the baby.
He needs to go through a woke training course.
But then, so I'm playing this out because it's not too crazy. So they'll say, okay, me, I had the baby. We all saw the baby come out of Natalie. She has rights to it. We don't know if that is, you know, Clayton's baby. So we'll see. He has to go through the legal process. But then the next step to that is, does Natalie, who we saw the baby come out of, have rights to said baby? Or do I have to be an adjudicated parent, even though we all saw it? Baby came out of me. It happened, right? Do I have rights then to my baby that we've all seen happen? Well, clearly not, because we don't know if Natalie was a surrogate or not. Natalie has to prove that baby was put inside of me by, I know that's gross to say it that way, but you know what I'm saying? We don't know. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, what if there are witnesses to
get pregnant a lot?
To that insert.
Right. Like, what if they're, yeah. So this is what scares me the most. Right. Is that you don't know, Natalie, is that your biological baby or was that a surrogate? Is there a bidding process by which anybody else can say, actually, I paid her to be my surrogate so she doesn't have rights to her baby? This is all possible now based on this document, I would think. Now, I'm not a legal expert. I'm not a family document expert. But again, this is breaking down the default rights that I have to the child as the birthing mother. So it scares me. So anyway, we don't need to talk about me getting impregnated any longer.
No, we don't.
No more of that.
We don't.
We're done with that.
Yes, we are. We have three kids. We're good on that front.
We did that plenty?
We did that plenty.
Okay, let's move on.
We hit a home run on that one. Really knocked it out of the
park
on that one.
Stop congratulating yourself.
Yeah. Hey, that's my only job. That's the whole reason I was put on this earth. That's it. For men, that's it. That's the whole reason. We're to provide for your family and procreate. That's it. Procreate first and then provide for your family. That's it.
Then what are we doing a show for?
Let's just go.
Okay.